Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. This is the AAA podcast for October 2018. Having passed the autumnal equinox last month, the sun is continuing to sink lower in the sky. On October the 1st, its declination is minus 3.2 degrees, but by the end of the month it will be minus 14.1 degrees. The effect of this is at the beginning of the month, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 6:40 p.m. British Summer Time, giving a day length of around 11 hours and 40 minutes. Near the end of the month, it will rise around 7:40 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 5:40 p.m. British Summer Time, giving a day length of around 10 hours. This means that the day length will be getting shorter as the month progresses and sunset will be getting earlier. However, this month there is a complication because on October the 28th we lose British Summer Time and will be reverting back to Greenwich Mean Time, otherwise known as Universal Time. At the end of the month, the sun will be setting around 4:40 GMT, more time for astronomical observing, and at a civilised hour. The moon will be at last quarter on the 2nd of October, will be new on October the 9th, at first quarter on October the 16th, and full on October the 24th. It will show a second last quarter on October the 31st, ready for a new moon on November the 7th. Moving on to the planets, Mercury, Venus and Jupiter appear too close to the sun to be visible this month. Mars is still visible low in the south among the stars of Libra. It will be shining at magnitude minus 1. It will show a disk of approximately 12 arc seconds and is still worth observing through a telescope. Saturn will still be visible low in the south-southwest, but is moving into the murky area of sunset glow. This, together with the atmospheric turbulence so near the horizon, will make it difficult to spot much of interest. Uranus will come to opposition on the night of the 23rd and 24th of October. It will be among the stars of Aries, shining at magnitude plus 5.7. It will thus be an easy binocular target despite it being 1.75 billion miles away. It will show a disk of only 3.7 arc seconds, so will need a medium-sized telescope to resolve it into a disk. Whether a telescope or binoculars, the planet will present a greenish-blue colour and thus will be easy to distinguish from a star. Neptune will be shining at magnitude plus 7.8 among the stars of Aquarius. Although dimmer than Uranus, it is still a binocular object and will be showing a greenish colour from a disk of approximately 2 arc seconds. The Draconid meteor shower is the result of debris coming from the comet 21b Giacobini-Zinner, which passed across the constellation Auriga last month. The shower is sometimes known as the Giacobini shower. It is active between October the 7th and 10th, but peaks on the night of the 8th and 9th. The timing of the peak is predicted to be 12:30 a.m. British Summer Time and 1:15 a.m. British Summer Time, during which time, under clear skies, around 10 meteors might be seen. The radiant, the point from which the meteors appear to be coming, is near the head of Draco the dragon. The moon will not interfere with a shower. Occasionally, but unpredictably, the shower produces a storm. There was an unexpected increased activity in 1985, 1998, 2005 and 2011. It is worth looking, just in case. The eclipsing double star Algol in the constellation of Perseus fluctuates in brightness. It shines at magnitude plus 2.1, but every 2.7 days it dims to magnitude 3.3. It takes 4 hours to fade down to below third magnitude. It remains at minimum brightness for about 20 minutes, after which it slowly regains its former magnitude. 2.7 days later, the process is repeated. Algol is really two stars which are in orbit around each other. One star is brighter than the other, and their orbit causes one star to pass in front of the other when seen from Earth. When the dimmer star is in front of the brighter, we see a drop in brightness. During October, there are two eclipses that occur in circumstances which will enable us to see the fade. That is, the sky will be dark and Perseus will be sufficiently above the horizon to facilitate a clear view of Algol. Maximum fade will occur on the 20th of October at 4 a.m. and on the 23rd of October at 8 minutes after midnight. The winter constellations will be soon with us. They are being heralded by the appearance of the Pleiades star cluster, which is now to be seen in the east after darkness has fallen. Prominent in the southeast is the Great Square of Pegasus, which signposts the Andromeda galaxy. The galaxy is some 2.5 million light years away from us. When you look at it, you're looking back in time to when mankind was in its infancy. On a clear, dark night, those of you with good eyesight may glimpse a fuzzy patch. The galaxy is the furthest object that can be seen with the naked eye. It is moving towards us at 186 miles per second and is predicted to reach us in 4.5 billion years. However, the Andromeda galaxy is very large, as is the Milky Way galaxy. Some astronomers believe that the outer fringes of the Milky Way are already interacting with the outer fringes of Andromeda. To find the Andromeda galaxy, first locate the Great Square of Pegasus. Find the top two stars of the square, draw an imaginary line between these stars, and continue it for the same length to the left. We will call the continuation the extension line. Using the top left star of the square of Pegasus as a pivot, turn the extension line a few degrees north. The end of the extension line will now be near the star Beta Andromeda. Beta Andromeda is the lowest of a line of three equidistant stars. Look at the top star through a pair of binoculars and you will see above and to the left of the star the Great Nebula. Through a small telescope, the view is spectacular. The galaxy is catalogued as M31 in the Messier list. Through a telescope, you will see a much smaller galaxy catalogued M32 near to M31. The small telescope will only show the central region of the galaxy. Imaging the galaxy will show that it's much larger than first appears. It spans about 6 degrees from one end to the other, equivalent to 6 full moons laid side by side. While you have your telescope on Andromeda, see if you can find another galaxy close to M31. This is M110, which was not discovered until 1773, probably because it's just out of the field of view of M31 and the larger galaxy overshadowed it. Enjoy the search. And that's all for October. Looking forward to next month's winter constellations.